This lecture is called Necronomics and the People of the Lie. Is our system a good system? Much of the world today was born after World War II. And much of the world's wildlife has been destroyed. We've seen the greatest destruction of nature in the history of the human race. And we have been saying for years that this would have consequences. And the scientists of the world have been warning our leaders and telling them this would have consequences. And our leaders ignored them. Why would they ignore the smartest people in the world? There must be some kind of maliciousness, some kind of spiritual sickness to such people who would not only ignore the truth, but let massive amounts of the planet's wildlife die. And this is not just about nature, this is about human beings. Because the scientists of the world are predicting we don't have very much time to act before there is a massive climate catastrophe that kills a good portion of the human beings on the planet. So our leaders, they're people who do not preside over an economy of life. They preside over an economy of death. And we have been speaking for years about the coming crisis. And now the crisis is here. Now we have this mass pandemic. People are scared. People are afraid. Their lives have been turned upside down. They're seeing that our leaders are the people of the lie, that they don't really care about them, that they're just pawns in their plan. But this is time to now see the crisis that is coming and to plan for what is to come, which we have predicted has been massive amounts of violence, that our current leaders are not presiding over an economy of life, but an economy of death, a sort of grim necronomics. We would hope that this situation can improve, that people can put in place the measures necessary to make it better, a Green New Deal, or some kind of system where everyone can get health care. But we don't know if these things are going to happen, and we can't predict exactly how this current pandemic is going to unfold. Now, people listening to this might think to themselves, well, what can I do? This all sounds horrible. Should I just go kill myself? No, absolutely not. When you are living in a society that is built on lies, the best thing you can do to remedy it is to tell the truth, or to seek the truth, even if what you might find might make you uncomfortable. We can't tell you exactly how to do this. This is different from everyone. But what we can tell you is that there are certain laws that govern reality, certain eternal laws that have stood the test of time, that have lasted billions of years. These are the laws that nature is built upon, because nature has stood the test of time. So to survive and even fight back in a system built on lies, one must awaken their subconscious mind, the truths that are in the subconscious mind. And these things can be accessed by art and music and spending time in nature. Like I said, we don't have all the answers, but this is a start.